Oh boy, it sure is a swell heartwarming card you have there. It's so fancy with all that handwriting, and it's a really super picture you put on the front. But how are you gonna get it to your Santee? Don't worry, it's simple. I'll show you. Step 1, put them right in the center. 2, the upper left. 4, the center. 3, the address goes below their name. And 4, make sure there's a stamp in the upper right. See? It's just that simple. All the information for the person you want to get the card goes right front and center for the delivery person to look at. If there's a problem, they're going to look in the upper left corner to figure out who to send the card back to. The postage you paid for goes right in the upper right corner. Of course, you do need to make sure that there's nothing liquid, fragile, perishable, or potentially hazardous in there. The mail carriers really don't care what they're delivering, but they do care if something in there could hurt them. Make sure you don't send something dangerous for all the wonderful mail carriers and handlers. It's as simple as each ounce of mail sent inside the U.S. will cost the sender 55 cents with the additional cost of 15 cents per ounce, so make sure you get the weight of your mail. It may seem a little antiquated, but mail is still valued by weight, just like produce at the store. The more it weighs, the more it costs. If you don't have your scale at home, you can always bring the letter directly to the post office and they'll weigh it and tell you the exact cost as well as give you shipping options. Unless you're mailing outside the country where the cost is $1.15 for the first ounce, make sure that international shipping is under 15.994 ounces and contains only documents with no goods. Please check your local shipping restrictions if you're based outside the United States. International shipping restrictions vary from country to country. Import and export restrictions apply. But the rule of thumb is no live animals, insects, seeds, paints, poisons, or animal-based products, perishables. Check your local restrictions for the country of departure and origin if you're now. Good luck!